Adam Clarkson, basketball coach of Gilman City. Gilman City is in the middle of hosting their own tournament. They have a couple games down. They have the consolation round to go, and they have a league game. They'll be, well, they have a three games. I guess it'll be next week. Gilman City was, I think we visited last, coach, you were just going into a stretch where it was going to be a different situation for you because your most experienced player, and certainly the player that, you know, everybody who plays you has to account for, was not going to be with you. Now, these were going to be games, and you were, you know, you're going to have a chance to compete in, but obviously roles were going to be different for, you know, I would guess maybe everybody involved. Anyway, the first game out of that stretch was Newtown Harris. Newtown Harris wins a fairly close game at 35-27. What was your ability to kind of adjust to your situation?
Well, it was a night where everybody's roles had to change a little bit. You know, we had, as you said, Haley was gone, and we had to fill a point guard position plus a leading scorer. And you know, we looked at Megan Cottrell. She's kind of our second leading scorer and a backup point guard for us. So she had to step up in those roles as the leading point guard. And we were hoping that she could step up and be a big scorer for us too. But, you know, Newtown did a good job and kept her role as a point guard busy. And so it kind of took away from her ability to score as much. But we had some kind of unsung heroes step up that night. Brooklyn McQuarrie stepped up. She was our leading scorer and showed the ability that she could be aggressive on offense and take some shots and even hit a three-pointer that night for us. And I was hoping our post play would come in big that night. And between our two big post girls, we only came out with 11 points, which I was hoping maybe we could have doubled that and maybe had 20 points between the two of them. So we just came up a little short on what we were wanting to do. But I thought the girls played well as a team, missing our leading scorer and just kind of our floor general.
A couple nights later had Winston, and this time it was a win, a 40-37 victory for Gilman City over Winston. And now were you in the same spot this game too?
No, we had Haley back for this game, but we were missing basically our large post presence. Emily Brown wasn't there, and I think Hayes was gone as well. So it was an interesting night. We were able to slow down the Pliley girl from Winston, who's an aggressive player for them, can shoot well, and they had another young lady, Shelby Mason. She scored in double digits for them. We were just able to slow them down just enough to give us a chance.
Next night was the homecoming game against, you know, a really good opponent that's done really well this year and has for the last two or three with North Harrison, and you were able to keep yourself at least within range. This was what the first of a couple nights that you just got a huge scoring performance out of Haley.
Yeah, we did. She averaged basically, you know, she put up that night what she averages. She had 22 that night. Where we really got good help from was Megan Cottrell had a great night that night. She shot well from the floor. She hit three threes. She put in 15 points for us. So she really helped us out there. We came out early in the gates and just decided we wanted to hang around with them and put up a good fight. The third quarter kind of we stalled out. Didn't get many opportunities to score, and that's where North Harrison built their lead against us.
Okay, East Harrison, first round of the Gilman City tournament. Looks like you certainly had a chance in that one.
Well, we did. I wasn't sure how we would respond. I thought it was a game we could compete in, and we did. And, what really helped us out there was East Harrison wanted to pressure us, and was doing a pretty good job, except for the fact we were able to get to the rim on occasion, well, several times, they put us at the line. I think as a team we went 18 of 28 from the free throw line. So we spent most of the first half shooting free throws, and we hit them, and that kept us in the ball game. I think Haley Burrows herself had 15 of 20 from the free throw line. So, she was able to get to the rim and finish. In the second half, East Harrison pulled their press off just to keep them out of foul trouble because they were getting short on numbers there and they didn't want to foul out. So, when they pulled that off and kind of packed the lane a little bit, it made it a little more difficult for us to score.
Union Star in the consolation semifinal, you won that one very handily. They have struggled to compete, and I guess the thing to say about that is you have to play the game to get through to get on to a Northeast Nottoway, and now a Northeast Nottoway team that won. You know, I would think that would be an opponent that, you know, Gilman City, you know, would kind of welcome because it's a different opponent. And then the other thing I'd say is that, you know, these teams are kind of on parallel paths at this time. They suffered a devastating injury to a main player at the start of the year. They look like they're starting to rebound from it.
Yeah, I got to watch them in their first round and second round games, and you know, they do a lot of good things, and they play well as a team. So it is a good opponent for us to see because they've got multiple players that they count on, and so it's going to be an interesting matchup for us. I think I like our size in that game, so I'm hoping maybe we can control the boards and maybe get some post play out of it. I like our matchups with our guards. I think we'll match up pretty well in speed-wise, and so it'll be fun to see how we compete in this game.
It's Gilman City head basketball coach Adam Clark.